To me thy friends, O God, are made exceedingly honorable, their principality is exceedingly strengthened. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll take my text from the introit of the Mass. We give thanks to Almighty God that He has honored His servants so exceedingly that to these servants all the graces they receive seem far more than they deserve. We are so grateful to God because He rewards over and above the merits of His servants. Today we have the feast of Saint Bartholomew. This holy apostle was specially praised by our Lord. Our Lord saw him coming and said of him, "That is a true Israelite in whom there is no guile." And Saint Bartholomew answered, "Thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." After our Lord's resurrection, Saint Bartholomew, now armed with the Holy Ghost, converted many nations to Christ and carried the sound of Christ's holy name into the remotest corners of the earth. He carried the gospel through the most barbarous countries of the East, traveling into the remotest Indies. In India, he was confronted by the ancient Hindu idolatry and was much persecuted. But he had success, since when the missionaries of the Church next time arrived to India in the beginning of the 3rd century, they found there some who still retained the knowledge of Christ. From India, Saint Bartholomew continued to faraway countries, but we do not know even the names of many of the countries in which he preached. His last mission was in Armenia, where, when he was preaching in a place very strongly addicted to the worship of idols, he was martyred. He was flayed alive, that is, his skin was peeled away, and then he was crucified. Dear faithful, we are always struck with astonishment when we call to mind the dangers the holy apostles endured on their mission trips, how many vast regions they traveled over, and how many nations they conquered to Christ. They were able to do all this because they had zeal for the divine glory. They loved God so much that they had this zeal to win the whole world to Him. A soldier is always ready to defend the honor of his commander. Also, a true son is always ready to defend the honor of his father. So, could a Christian say that he loves God but be indifferent to God's honor and unwilling to defend it? Can others, the people of the world, say, when they see us coming, "Behold a real Christian in whom there is no guile"? In our today's world, how come we see the enemies of God and the enemies of the Church of the Apostles gaining victory over victories? When we look into our consciences, we realize that one great reason for this is that Christians of today's world have so largely neglected to share the holy zeal which the apostles showed. And this lack of zeal, unfortunately, Christians of today have shown especially in the education of their children, the future generations of the Church, which in past decades have grown up to be the lost generation of the church. We had a baptism in our church yesterday, and there the Church of the Apostles again gained a new soul, whose mission, when she grows up, is to be a beacon of light in the midst of this violence-filled world. You can read from this week's bulletin a beautiful exhortation by a cardinal who says, "The souls of the children are worth more in God's eyes than heaven and earth and the whole world and the whole of the irrational creation. It will be hard for you to save your own soul if, in consequence of your neglect, the souls of your children should perish. On the other hand, if by your care you have secured their salvation, you may rest in peace as to your own." How greatly the education of the little ones bears fruit, rivaling that of the apostles' zeal, we learn from the happening recorded to us by Archbishop Francis Keough, who was the Archbishop of Baltimore in the 1950s. One little girl was to undergo a big operation. It was a very dangerous one, and a well-known surgeon was to operate. Another doctor, a friend of the surgeon's, had asked and received permission to be present. The morning of the operation arrived, and the child was taken down to the operating room. The doctor who had asked to be an observer was there, along with the surgeon. The anesthetist talked to the little patient pleasantly. "Well, my dear, I'm now going to give you something that will put you to sleep." "And will it really make me go to sleep?" asked the little girl. The anesthetist nodded. "Then, in that case," little girl said, "I must say my night prayers, because my mommy told me I must always say my night prayers before I go to sleep." With that, the little girl knelt on the operating table and said her prayers, while the surgeon and his doctor friend watched very intently. The anesthetic was administered and the operation started. But right after the start, the visiting doctor, who had so much wanted to see the operation, was called away to a case of his own. When he returned to the hospital the next day to make his rounds, he inquired after the little girl. As he approached the door of her room, a nurse was coming out. "Nurse, how is she?" he asked. "Oh, doctor, the operation wasn't a success. She is dying." The doctor went into the room and looked down at the still body of the child, lying on her bed, unconscious. Then he spoke, "Dear child, they tell me the operation wasn't a success, but I'll never believe that. When I saw you say your baby prayers yesterday, something happened to me, and I said some prayers with you, the first I've said for a long, long time. And last night I went to confession, and this morning received Holy Communion for the first time in 15 years. So you see, dear, your operation truly was a success." Dear faithful, Saint Bartholomew lived in a dark and violent world, much as we live nowadays. and living here and raising children in this world might sometimes be scary. But as the story of little girl and repentant doctor shows, the reason why Christians achieve so little is not because of the lack of means or of strength through the divine grace, but to the lack of courage to show that we are true friends of Almighty God, who recommend ourselves daily to our Heavenly Father. How often, while we occupy ourselves to serve this world, the world who does so much to torture us, spiritually most of the time, and sometimes even physically, how often we find no time for exercising charity towards our neighbor, no time for prayer and meditation, and no strength for the practice of fasting and penance. Even the apostles, who did and suffered so much for God, still sincerely called themselves unprofitable servants. They did not publish their labors, but were always occupied with the thoughts of what they owed to God, and how greatly they fell short of this. True love of God enables a Christian to do far beyond what seems possible, yet counts all his works as nothing. And true servant of God, whether he be a fearless martyr missionary or a little child faithfully reciting his bedside prayers, all of them are true friends of God. They are the only ones who achieve the real success in the world. All of these faithful little souls are exceedingly strengthened and finally are made exceedingly honorable. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.